Finally, some significant moisture. Hello and welcome again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
We've been praying for it. We knew the Lord would send it to us, you know, but we're just, you know, glad that it finally got here. We're a little impatient sometimes, but the pastures have just basically dried up and died. You know, they're already greened up now. We've had about 3 inches in the past week. You know, it's amazing what it's done for the grass.
Marion County cattle producer Neil Ashburn says it's hard to remember the last time he got this much rain. Farmers throughout much of the mid-state have had perhaps the most rainfall over the past few days since way back in the spring.
With the freeze around Easter, we had a short spring hay crop. We were hoping for a good, you know, fall hay crop, and that, you know, there just wasn't any moisture. We had a lot of rain in July, and then it just turned off dry again. And hopefully, you know, we'll get enough growth, you know, before frost sets in, that, you know, the grass is going to at least come through the winter and be ready to grow next spring.
Now, rainfall amounts did vary across the state, with Middle Tennessee receiving as much as 7 inches in some areas. East Tennessee received little, if any, help from this recent weather pattern, but another extremely dry area north of Nashville did benefit. Cattle farmer there, Bill Woodard in Robertson County.
And going back within the past week, I guess we've had about 3 inches, and that's really helped. The cool season grasses are coming on. I think we've got enough water to help the ponds a little bit. So we're really glad to see the rain. This kind of rain would have been wonderful the 1st of August. It would have meant millions of dollars in this area. But this is part of farming, and we're sure not in it by ourselves. This drought covered such a wide area.
Now, obviously, these last few days of rain are just a drop in the bucket when much of the state is still, in some areas, over 20 inches below normal for rainfall, but at least a few more smiles watching these recent showers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.